those books did not help me save my marriage, and more importantly, it didn't help me to be a better person. I felt I had nowhere to run. That is, until I found a group of men on the internet, united by a common delight in women. My experience was not unique. Other men were dealing with the exact same issues I was dealing with. Other men were tired of being a sympathetic, generous man being automatically spurned, even by unattractive women. Can you feel me here? Ridiculous, isn't it? Most importantly, I learned through applying seduction techniques that everything to do with picking up chicks applies just as well, if not more so, to women in relationships. Picking up different women requires learning a few basic skills which can be applied repetitively. Same shtick, different chick. In a relationship, you are picking up the same woman over and over again. Now that, friend, requires some A++ rock-solid, locked-on, hardcore skills. And that's what we're all about. Joseph W. South. I am in my late 30s. I am a single white male, divorced. According to all the self-help books on dating and relationships, I have a lot going for me. Good fashion sense, decent looks, and financial independence. I am unusually kind, loving, and caring. However, as I learned from reading such books as No More Mr. Nice Guy by Robert Glover, my abundant niceness was mostly just a facade, covering over the real personality of a fairly aggravated man. Until recently, women were a complete mystery to me. What's worse, I believed that I actually understood women, despite experiencing a lot of frustration and lonely nights. I had no problem finding a girlfriend, which was probably due in part to some of my qualities that I've listed. But having lasting, happy relationships, and having a woman truly adore me for who I am in a lasting way, is another matter. 5 years after stumbling across a David DeAngelo product on the internet, I now date several women, both in my hometown and abroad. Every one of these relationships are superior to any I had before, even to those prior occasions when I felt like I had found the one. I now realize I can generate attraction and have a relationship with a wide variety of women. However, my standards have risen, and I am much more selective about who I will get intimate with. Ironically, as my standards have risen, so too have my options. Beautiful women no longer intimidate me, and I see that physical beauty is, in fact, very common. Now I can focus on getting the type of relationship that I want, and I am not merely idolizing women's bodies like I used to. I have devoted my life to reading, studying, meeting people, and entrepreneurial ventures. My father was a successful, self-made businessman who was plagued with confusion about women and their nature right until his death. He would often complain to me and my siblings about ill treatment from his wife, and I could never understand why my father would remain with a woman whom he obviously did not like. I silently vowed to myself to resolve once and for all the questions of relationships, sexual attraction, and achieving respect from the women I encounter in my life. I deeply believe that these are the things that every man wants, and I have the passion and determination to find that for myself and to help other men to do the same. I now enjoy happy, sexual, and platonic relationships with several women, with each woman's knowledge and consent. Franco. I am a man in his middle 40s, and what many might consider to be a bad guy. I am a businessman and also a medical professional in a field where I am in daily contact with the darkest and most tragic aspects of human nature. I have been, since childhood, what you would call a natural. As a natural playboy, a man who likes to have sex and relationships with a lot of women, knows how to achieve that, and feels no guilt feeling about it, because it is, for him, completely natural. A natural is a guy who belongs to a mostly misunderstood sexual minority, just like gays or lesbians. A natural is a guy who was never under the influence of the Madonna horror complex, and who has been loving multiple women since he was young. Usually, a natural is not aware of